With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. As you know, wildfires are still one of the biggest threats to those of us in the farming and ranching industry. And while some states are already getting into their rainy and cold season, there are others that are still very much dealing with wildfire season. And the USDA's Brad Rippey explains wildfire risk remains.
From California into parts of the Southwest, we haven't really seen any appreciable rain yet. It remains on the hot side. And we continue to see these wind events. So even though California is really the focus for additional wildfire activity and will remain that way until we get some wetting or some mountain snow, there is the potential that we could still see wildfires in parts of the Southwest. I mean, just in the last week, we've seen big fires in Colorado. And so for states like Arizona, New Mexico, westward to California, maybe even possibly the Great Plains, where grass fires are still possible because we have drought, dry conditions, cured grasses, and we really haven't seen significant rain in more than a month. So that whole area from California to the central and southern Great Plains, we can't say that the fire season has ended because we just haven't seen conditions return to a level where we wouldn't expect any more wildfires.
He says in 2020, we could reach the 10 million acres burned threshold, a number only reached once before. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.